Talk to me.
Accomplishment Coaching is proud to present the following fine programming. Accomplishment Coaching, where coaches lead and leaders coach. AccomplishmentCoaching.com.
Welcome back to The Coaching Show with your host, Master Certified Coach Christopher McCullough.
And we're back. Welcome back. This is Life Coach Sophia Casey with Accomplishment Coaching, and I'm sitting in for the famous Big Kahuna himself, Mr. Christopher McCullough, Master Certified Coach with Accomplishment Coaching, and he is enjoying some much-deserved time off, and I'm happy to sit in the Big Kahuna seat, and we're having a rich discussion today with Paula Davis Lack, a former practicing attorney and now internationally published writer and coach, who is talking to us today about burnout. And Paula, we really got into the conversation around having too many job demands and how that impacts burnout. And so I want to continue that conversation, but I want to find out specifically, like, what are some of the main warning signs of burnout that you've seen?
Sure. So there's three big ones that tend to drive burnout, three big dimensions they're often called, but it's exhaustion is one. So again, we're talking chronic exhaustion. So you just can't seem to get the energy up that you need on a consistent basis. Another one would be cynicism. So this is everybody and everything is rubbing you the wrong way.
Okay, does that have to be over a certain period of time or consecutively? Because I imagine, you know, most folks are like me. I have that from time to time.
From time to time, I would probably say would not necessarily qualify. But this is, again, over a period of time, yes.
Okay.
And so I tell folks, I remember back when I was practicing law, how, you know, my clients would call me or they would come into my office and, you know, outwardly I would smile and say, of course I can help you with this and et cetera. And on the inside, I was rolling my eyes and saying, are you serious? Like, we have to talk about this again. Didn't we already talk about this? You know, and that's not good when your job is, you know, to be a good, you know, partner to your clients. So that's one. Another one is something called inefficacy. So you feel like you've maybe lost the ability to produce results in your life, or you feel like, you know, you're showing up at work or you're putting in the time and you're just not seeing anything come from it. So that's a big one. Anytime you're thinking that, you know, we all experience curveballs at work, you know, not necessarily every day we walk in and think, you know, we have an idea of what's going to happen and then that all changes, you know, for whatever reason. So anytime there's a curveball or a little blip in your day, it turns into a big crisis. You know, whereas you used to feel like you could handle it before, now it's becoming this thing that's making you angry and you're stomping around or you're just kind of ticked off, and relates back to that cynicism piece. And another one is keeping track and tabs on how your health is. So having more physical illness or experiencing more physical illness is a big warning sign of burnout. For me, it was every time I finished a real estate deal, I would get sick. I would get like a little cold, or I would get like a little sore throat because the adrenaline had worn off and my body just crashed.
That's a good point, because I've noticed, like, you know, certainly with my clients that I work with in the federal sector, you know, I start to see a trend, you know, when they're out taking more time off, taking more leave from work because of their, you know, they're sick or they're coming down with colds more. Like, that's usually an indicator that something's going on. And like, what I hear you saying is that it could be an indicator of burnout, like something more serious than just, you know, being a little overworked.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important that we start to use the language of burnout. So when we go to see our doctor, instead of just saying, man, I feel tired or I feel a little stressed, even use the word burnout and say, I think I might actually be, you know, progressing toward that point. Because it tends to get people's attention a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, what you're experiencing and some of the symptoms of burnout might mimic other illnesses, and so the doctor or your healthcare professional completely misses it. And I think it's also important for this to be on the radar of not only coaches but also managers, because I think if you have a good enough relationship with your manager such that you can say something to him or her, oftentimes what I hear from the people who I've interviewed is their response is, just take Friday off and you'll be fine. You know, just, you know, go on vacation and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not understanding really the seriousness of what's going on. And there's great research actually showing that they looked at folks who were burned out, and they actually went on vacation. And while their burnout symptoms became less severe while they were on vacation, they bumped right back up to pre-vacation levels within 2 days of being back at work.
Oh my goodness! So it's like the vacation. It's like they didn't even really have a vacation because they didn't decompress, and there's an underlying more serious issue going on.
Absolutely. And I remember, when I would go on vacation, it would take me just because, you know, it depending on how you stress. I mean, it would take me a good day or two just to kind of decompress while I was on vacation, and then I could maybe experience some of the other activities and things that we, you know, had planned. So,
and then by the time you get to experience those things, it's time to go back to work. So it's almost like what I hear you say is like you need a vacation from the vacation.
Yes, at least.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh, I'm just getting so many nuggets, so many juicy nuggets from this conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm really appreciating it. And I know that the audience out there as well, especially, you know, coaches, as they think about, you know, best ways to support their clients around burnout, a lot of times as we're working with our clients, we're not necessarily focused so much on, like, the connectedness of, like, drops in their well-being and how is that connected to maybe their job. I love this conversation. So I have a few more questions. Well, a lot more questions for you, but I wanted to ask, what is resilience? I mean, we talked about earlier when I introduced you, we talked about that you do a lot of work around stress and resilience. What is resilience, and how does it help a person manage his or her stress?
Sure, yes. So resilience is one of my favorite topics. And, you know, as I dug into the research and really started to notice some themes, when you're talking about burnout prevention or you're talking about, hey, I'm already in burnout and I want to alleviate it, where can I start? The foundation of that really rests in two different areas. One is in resilience and building up your resilience to stress. The other is in boosting your energy, engagement, and commitment to work. So it's really those two pieces that form the big foundation for burnout prevention. And resilience specifically is your ability to not only bounce back when there's a stress or an adversity, but it's also your ability to harness and grow and thrive and move forward after the fact. And so
A lot of times we forget about that piece. So, I mean, we hear the word resilience and we think about, I'm strong, I'm able to bounce back from a tough time or from you know, too much of an overload at work or at home in my personal life. But I often don't hear that second piece.
Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of my research from my studies in the area of positive psychology play into it, because, you know, traditionally the focus has always been, how do you go maybe from -5 back to zero? How do we get you back to that 0 point? But what I'm also interested in is, how do you go from 0 to +5? You know, how do you get, I think about it, like you said, you like your visuals, so I think about it like building up your coat of armor. So how do you build a thicker coat of armor so that the next time you experience an adversity or a stress, not that it doesn't necessarily affect you, it certainly could, but it's not going to affect you as much, and other stressors are just going to kind of bounce off you, whereas before they would have been a much bigger deal.
Oh, I love that. And you know, I know that our folks out there listening, is, you know, like I said, especially the coaches in wanting to support their clients more around this and around burnout, because we know as coaches, a lot of times clients will come to us, and maybe they will come to us with one specific issue that they want to work around or work with. And then as we dig a little deeper and have more conversations with them, we find, sometimes we can find out a host of other things, you know, are at the foundation. And a lot of times it actually goes back to burnout or being overly stressed. And so how does a person prevent burnout? So I'm thinking about, like, how do we not get to this point of wanting to take a vacation from the vacation?
So when folks call me up and they're talking about stress and burnout and feeling like they're in that position, the first thing that I always start with them, I want to start with something easy and something that they can start to get some traction around. And so one of the things that I think is so important for all of us, whether we're burned out or not, is to really establish those recovery or recharge rituals, as I call them. So what are the ways that you are de-stressing and recovering and taking a break and calling a timeout, not only after work and on the weekends, but also during your work day? And you know, there's some research from performance psychologists showing that we need a break every 90 to 120 minutes during the day to stay in our peak performance, you know, mentally and physically and emotionally. And so whenever I talk about that, then I ask people, how many of you are taking a break every 90 to 120 minutes at work? And most people just laugh.
I'm sure you get a lot of laughter.
Doing that. And when I say take a break, I'm not talking about an extended, you know, 45-minute lunch time. I'm talking about taking 5 minutes out. Maybe you've got a couple of songs, you know, on your iPhone that you love listening to. It's walking down the hallway to chat with some colleagues. So it's just real simple little things that you can do, but that is, you need to make a habit of doing.
Oh, my gosh, I absolutely love that. And we're just about out of time, but I just want to reiterate that nugget. That's such a golden nugget. Take a break every 90 to 120 minutes. And this has been The Coaching Show with Sophia Casey, and I have Paula Davis-Lack on, and thank you for joining us. We are so appreciative here on WSRadio.com.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones on which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com and the Wine and Dine Show on VinVillage Radio. Do you have a wine, event, product, or service to promote? Then contact VinVillage.com to reach thousands of wine lovers across the country. VinVillage connects like-minded wine enthusiasts with unique and exclusive wines, events, products, and services. To learn more, contact us on VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Gotham Books presents Marriage Rules by Harriet Lerner, the book Martha Beck calls required reading for anyone hoping to interact successfully with any other human, not just for those in romantic relationships. Get your copy wherever books and ebooks are sold and visit harrietlerner.com to learn how to change your marriage today.